trainers are just taking it day by day to see whatever, you know, whatever happens, what it is, what happens. It's kind of, you know, it's up to them right now on the length, however long it's going to be. So.
And did they have a better time frame now after the test?
Nope, they just said it's still day by day, you know, and that's something that, you know, they know a lot more than I do. I'm just kind of, you know, trying to do whatever they ask and trying to get back out there as soon as possible.
You know how it feels, so did it surprise
say it again?
You know how it feels, so
yeah.
Did it surprise you when they said there's some blood in there? You kind of said that or something?
It didn't surprise me. I know how it felt when I actually stepped on Cromartie's shoe, and it just, I felt a little pinch, so I know that it's not, you know, full go, but I know that I'm doing whatever I can to get back out there.
Was that on the play that he intercepted it?
Yeah.
Did you have hamstring issues at LSU?
You know, just in general, being coming from a track background, my mom, like, you know, they say you have to be fast to pull a hamstring, I heard. And my mom's been coaching me up on what there is to do. You know, I've pulled a hamstring before. It's not the first. It probably won't be the last. And it's just a bump in the road.
Is it frustrating, though? I mean, like, your head coach is frustrated.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Like, I talked to Coach Coughlin, and like he said, you know, it's frustrating. It's on both ends. You know, he wants me out there as bad as I want to be out there. And it's just kind of like, you know, you work so hard to get to, you know, where you're at now. And it's like, you can't go out there and do the one thing that you love to do. It's hard to just, you know, take that all the time. And then, you know, have your coach at the same time be frustrated. It's just something that, you know, you're just trying to play both sides of it.
He's still getting to know you. Did you kind of reassure him, hey, I want to be out there and I'm doing everything I can? Because there are incidents where maybe it's not that way. But did you reassure him it is that way with you?
Definitely. We had the talk today, and it was just kind of like, I know that, you know, I'm new and we don't know each other that well. So it's kind of, you know, over time you get to know people. And, you know, the bad part about it is, you know, your first impression is, you know, one that lasts forever. So you don't ever want to leave a bad impression. But at the same time, just trying to reassure him that, you know, he knows how hard it is for me to not be practicing. I'm a high energy guy. Like, I always love practicing at LSU. I love practicing now. So for me, it's never really been about days off. It's just about, you know, getting better each and every day.
Do you think you may have been pushing yourself a little bit too hard coming up off the spring, or some problems with it?
Probably so, but that's just my natural instinct. I'm one of those guys who, you know, when it's time to go, I only know one speed, and it's 100%. And you know, it's just one of those things that's frustrating. You know, you push it, and, you know, you push yourself to limits that, you know, sometimes you can't reach. And, you know, it's something that'll get fixed, and in the future it'll be better.
Did it bother you at all? Did it give you any problems during the month? I mean, you say you probably went a little too much now. Did it bother you during that month at all? Did you feel it at all, or do anything in particular for it?
During that time, I was in API at Arizona, and I was getting just treatment at the facility where I trained for the combine. Just trying to get right, and we did a good job. You know, Tony and Graham and those guys over there do a good job, and we got a lot of the problems fixed. It's just sometimes, you know, you can't really guess, you know, how a hamstring's gonna act. It's one of those unpredictable ones.
Did you feel 100% when you showed up to training camp? Was it something where you felt like the hamstring was pretty much obsolete? Felt good?
Yeah, it felt good. You know, I couldn't give you a percentage. It just, you know, it felt good enough to run and practice and go, you know, hard like I usually do. It's just, you know, sometimes your body doesn't hold up.
Have you ever had this sounds like almost like a contact injury for a hamstring. I would think that was pretty rare. Usually you guys are running in the open field and they
Oh, no, it was in open field. It just, my foot got caught in his cleat and just overstretched it. And it's not like I got kneed in it or anything like that. It's not a bruise. It's just when I was opening up. Like, I can do a lot of short stuff. It's just when I try and get in the top speed, you know, it's a lot harder for me.
But that re-aggravated something that's sort of there, right? It
right.
was not 100%. You know, that you weren't 100% and then just hurt it, right? That there was still something there when you know, tweaked it against the mark, right?
Kind of with hamstrings, there's always, you know, that stuff that gets built up in there, and it takes a while for it to get out. And I'm sure that there was still something there. Not that you could see or not that you could note just from, you know, looking at it, but it's just one of those things that once you start digging deep, you kind of find out about it.
I mean, have you dug deep? You know, have you run the way you can run here yet?
No, I don't think so. I definitely don't think so. Maybe the first couple of days I was here, I felt good flying around until, you know, it initially happened. But, you know, I definitely know that there's a lot more, you know, for me to show.
Will you be out there like? How do you learn an offense when you're not out there running an offense when it's all new to everyone?
Just exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm just there with Coach Rota and talking to Coach Sean every single play, getting the plays, getting all the mental reps you can. you know, and learning all the signals, and that's really been, you know, as much as I can do, and, you know, catch balls when I can, you know, stay up with your receiving skills, and, you know, it's tough to just sit there and have to, you know, it's not the funnest thing in the world to just be trying to learn the playbook without, you know, actually getting to act on it. So the biggest thing for me has just been patience and just continuing to dig deep in the playbook.
Will you be back out there like you have been, catching punts and catching the ball off the jugs machine?
Definitely. I'm one of those guys who can push it, you know, as much as I can without, you know, respect to the trainers and whatever they say. Definitely be back there catching punts and doing whatever they allow me to do.
What have you been allowed to do to this point? I mean, are you working on a treadmill inside? Are you what kind of things are you able to do to sort of strengthen it?
That's all stuff that goes down in the training room, just the equipment that they have in there, the stretches, the pool workouts, all that stuff that goes down is, you know, kind of what I've been doing. I haven't been able to get out here and, you know, open up full stride and run full speed yet. But, you know, it's coming along. It's one of those things that takes time, and you just got to be patient with it and not, you know, let it, you know, get you frustrated or mentally upset or anything like that. So, you know, my head's in the right place. I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting past this.
Did the doctors give you any new treatments or recommend anything to do differently, or is
it just one of those things that takes time?
What was it that they felt that they wanted you to go take tests? You say nothing's really changed much in the last couple of days, so what was it that made you want to go get those tests done?
What was their call? And it's kind of like, you know, one of those things with bone. Let's say your foot hurts or something, you know, you just want to check and make sure that everything's okay. It was more of a preventative, you know, it wasn't anything where we were worried about. We just wanted to make sure that, you know, what was in place is what's in place.
Have they given you a most optimistic scenario that says you'll play one or two or three preseason games, or is that not even on the table right now?
Oh, I definitely think I'll be playing in the preseason games. I don't think it's going to be anything that long. I've actually pulled my hamstring, pulled it, and came back. You know, it's just one of those things that, like I said, it's a day-by-day thing. You can't predict it, and it takes time.
Well, it's unlikely they'll let you play against Buffalo. I mean, that's only a few days away.
Yeah, I mean, that's 2 days away. I wouldn't expect it either. But, you know, really, it's up to the training room. Whenever they release you is when they release you. And, you know, whenever I get back out here, I'll do my best to help this team do whatever we need.